It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR. I'm your host, Marty Wegebright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
We help folks with individuals with disabilities, and so our focus is on discrimination based on disability. And discrimination can take a few different forms for people with disabilities. One is landlords not wanting to rent to an individual with a disability, and that is illegal under federal and state law, saying that I'm not going to rent to you because of your disability. Another way that we see it occur is someone wants to make a change to a rental property, whether that's putting in a ramp or widening a doorway, and the landlord says, no, you can't do that. But under federal and state law, they can. That's called a modification. And that is allowed, and the landlord is required to allow that to happen.
Dana Trainum, staff attorney at the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy, describes the laws that protect people with disabilities against discrimination in housing. And during this week's question and answer session, we talk about when it's time to file bankruptcy and when it's better to wait. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. The show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. This show, number 75, is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR. And now, this week's news you can use. On January 21, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia refused to dismiss a lawsuit against a mortgage lender who failed to follow federal regulations before trying to foreclose. The homeowner entered into a $71,000 mortgage that was insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA. Under the terms of the mortgage, foreclosure may proceed only if the lender complies with FHA regulations. Under one of the regulations, quote, the mortgagee must have a face-to-face meeting with the mortgagor or make a reasonable attempt to arrange such a meeting within 30 days of default and at least 30 days before foreclosure is commenced, unquote. Because the lender did not follow the regulation, Central Virginia Legal Aid Society, on behalf of the homeowner, sued the lender, and the lender moved to dismiss the lawsuit. In a landmark 29-page decision, the court said that as a simple matter of contract law, the homeowner had stated a claim for relief that was plausible on its face and let the lawsuit go forward. The case, Kersey v. PHH Mortgage Corporation, could set a precedent for thousands of other homeowners in similar situations. In other news, a debt collection law firm with 24 offices around the country has abruptly closed, resulting in dismissal of tens of thousands of cases in Maryland alone. The Rockville, Maryland-based law firm Mann Bracken and its clients had been accused in civil suits of using high-pressure tactics and violating debt collection laws. Mann Bracken collapsed after a spin-off company that provides support services filed for bankruptcy in November, owing Mann Bracken $10.5 million. Maryland began investigating the law firm January 4 after consumers reported that its phones were disconnected and the firm began telling court clerks that it was ceasing operations, according to a cease and desist order issued by a state licensing board. The firm was ordered to cease operations January 11. Consumer rights lawyer Peter Holland called the shuttering of the law firm a great day for Maryland consumers and said, quote, "What has happened is we're seeing come home to roost the problem of junk debt buying, which is a multi-billion dollar per year industry, and the buyers of debt, credit card debt, very often cannot prove ownership of the debt." End of quote. With this week's News You Can Use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright. Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This week's legal term of the week is service-connected VA disability. Service-connected VA disability is a benefit paid to wartime veterans who have limitations because of an injury or illness that was incurred or aggravated during active military service, or an illness that appeared within a specified period of time after discharge, normally 1 year. Eligible veterans must have been discharged from service under other than dishonorable conditions and have disabilities rated by the Department of Veteran Affairs. Benefits vary with the degree of disability and the number of a veteran's dependents. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Diane Dussault, and service-connected VA disability is this week's legal term of the week.
You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's time for this week's question and answer. We're here in the studio with this week's questioner. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you, Lori. What question do we have this week?
I wanted to know, in what instances would it be good to file bankruptcy and what instances it would not be? And if legal aid charges a fee for this service?
Well, Lori, those are some excellent questions, and we get them quite frequently. We get lots of requests for bankruptcy. And a lot of people think that filing bankruptcy is what you should do when your finances are getting worse or when they're at rock bottom. And we think that actually bankruptcy is what you should do when your finances are getting better and you're not going to get into debt in the next 6, 12, 18, 24 months. Because under the new bankruptcy law, you're only allowed to file a bankruptcy once every 8 years. And so you don't want to file a bankruptcy and then fall back into debt within a year or two, because then you've blown your bankruptcy and you're at the mercy of your creditors for another 6 or 7 years. So typically, we advise people not to file bankruptcy until they have some income or property that they're about to lose that a bankruptcy is going to help them protect. And typically, that's going to be wages from a job. And typically, that's going to be wages from a job where you're taking home more than $290 per week after required taxes are withheld. If you're taking home less than $290 per week from a job after the required taxes, state and federal taxes, Social Security, and Medicare, then your paycheck cannot be garnished, and that garnishment protection continues even if the paycheck is deposited in a bank account. So you really can't lose anything. You are what we call judgment-proof and collections-proof, and it's too early to file a bankruptcy. If you're getting government benefits, whether it's Social Security or SSI, unemployment compensation, whatever, that can't be garnished. And again, that protection continues if the money is in a bank account. So really, that's not a good time to file bankruptcy. The good time to file bankruptcy is when you have some income or property that you're going to lose that bankruptcy is going to help you to save. Legal aid does bankruptcies. We do a lot of them. We do not charge an attorney's fee at all for that. The bankruptcy court charges a filing fee. That filing fee is $299. That's not paid to legal aid. We don't keep any of that money. That goes to the bankruptcy court. Now, if you're low income, and that means you're at or below 150% of poverty. And you fill out a lot of schedules and forms that shows that all of the income that is coming in is also going out, and you can't afford to pay the $299 filing fee, even if you have time to do that. Then the bankruptcy court can let you file a bankruptcy for free and not have to pay the $299 court filing fee. We have had a couple of bankruptcies filed for free like that. I know that's a lot of information in a short period of time, but was that the information you were looking for?
Yes, that's very good. I also have another question. How long does this stay on your credit?
That's, again, an excellent question. And a bankruptcy does stay on your credit report for 10 years, and that is longer than your unpaid debts, bills, and judgments stay on your credit report. Your unpaid bills, debts, and judgments stay on your credit report only for 7 years. A lot of people think bankruptcy will automatically improve their credit report. That's not necessarily true. If your debts, bills, and judgments are maybe 5-6 years old and they're going to fall off your credit report in a year or two, you may be better off waiting to file or not filing at all, because that way, after they fall off your credit report is clean. If you filed a bankruptcy, then that bankruptcy will stay on your credit report for 10 years.
Okay, I believe that's all the questions I have.
Okay, thank you for being on the show. Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We're here at the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy, and we're speaking with staff attorney Dana Tranum, and she's going to be talking to us about the rights of the disabled in housing. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you.
Let's begin by discussing who is protected in terms of discrimination in housing.
The Fair Housing Act, both federal and state, protects certain classes of individuals, and they're called protective classes. And these people cannot be discriminated based on these certain characteristics. And they are race, color, national origin, religion, gender, disability, and familial status. Familial status means families with children. In Virginia, the state law also includes the elderly as a protected class, and in Virginia, we define elderly as anyone over the age of 55.
Now, a lot of people think that they are protected by fair housing laws when they really are not. They think they're being discriminated against, and they may be treated unfairly, but it wouldn't legally be considered discrimination. Who are people that are not protected, who might think they are, but really are not?
Current users of illegal substances, substance abusers who are current users, are not protected. Anyone who has a criminal history can be kept out of housing. They are not a protected class. Sexual orientation is not a protected class in Virginia. Some states have it as a protected class. Virginia does not. Marital status, so they can say that they want a married couple as opposed to a single individual, and that would not be discrimination.
And what about your source of income? Can a housing provider discriminate against you because of your source of income or because you're trying to use, let's say, a federal housing voucher?
Landlords can decide whether to accept Section 8 or housing choice vouchers. They can decide whether they want to accept that program. A source of income would include things like if someone applies for rental housing and their only source of income is alimony. A landlord can say that alimony is not a source of income that is something that he can count on. That might change, and so he can say, well, I don't want you here because you're not a good risk. And that would not be a protected class.
Now tell us exactly what is protected. We've been talking about landlords in particular, but I gather the law covers more than just landlords.
Yes, the Fair Housing Act covers not only renting, but buying property, seeking a mortgage, when you're buying property, and getting insurance coverage when you are buying property. So it covers rentals and buying.
Now, what about the elderly, people who are trying to go into, say, independent living or assisted living or some kind of a group home? Are they covered by the fair housing laws as well?
Yes. Any residence that is considered a residence is covered by the Fair Housing Act. So it does, in fact, cover all rental properties, group homes, assisted living facilities, residential hotels. It does not cover homeless shelters and does not cover general hotels that rent by the night.
All right, that's a pretty good description of what is and isn't covered. What type of violations do you see at the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy?
We deal with, we help folks with individuals with disabilities, and so our focus is on discrimination based on disability. And discrimination can take a few different forms for people with disabilities. One is landlords not wanting to rent to an individual with a disability. And that is illegal under federal and state law, saying that I'm not going to rent to you because of your disability. Another way that we see it occur is someone wants to make a change to a rental property, whether that's putting in a ramp or widening a doorway, and the landlord says, no, you can't do that. But under federal and state law, they can. That's called a modification, and that is allowed, and the landlord is required to allow that to happen.
Now, can a landlord ask questions about a prospective tenant's disability?
No. The only time a landlord can ask about a disability is if the person is applying to housing that gives preference to individuals with disabilities, or if the person is asking for an accommodation or some sort of change in the policy, or, like I said before, making a modification to the apartment.
So what are the types of questions that landlords are not permitted to ask when they are considering somebody who may have a disability?
The basic one is they're not allowed to ask, do you have a disability? That is an illegal question. They're not allowed to ask about the severity of their disability, or they cannot see medical records. They cannot ask, you know, who's going to help you pay your rent? And a big one that we see occur sometimes is, are you able to live independently? Can you really live by yourself and take care of yourself? That is an illegal question.
Now, there is certain types of housing, particularly federally subsidized housing, that is available only to people who are elderly or disabled. I would assume that in that situation, is the landlord allowed to ask about elderliness or disability in that situation?
They're allowed to ask questions to get just enough information to find out if the person is eligible. The person does not have to give any more information than is necessary to prove eligibility.
Okay, and if someone has to prove that they are disabled or they meet the eligibility requirements to get into housing that is available only for the elderly or disabled, how do they go about approving their disability?
Usually a letter from a doctor or any sort of treating professional, or sometimes if someone receives Social Security, Supplemental Security, SSI, SSDI, or disability, that is usually an indication that the person does in fact have a disability, and that is usually sufficient to prove that the person is eligible.
Okay. Now, what are the rules on handicapped access for rental housing? And there's some people think that all rental housing has to be accessible to the disabled. I know that's not the law. Can you tell us what the law is in that area?
If someone wants to move into a rental unit and it needs to be modified in order to make it accessible for that person, then the landlord has to allow that to occur. The question gets to be, who has to pay for it?
Exactly. So who does have to pay for it?
The answer is, it depends.
Okay.
It depends on the type of housing that you're in. In public housing, the landlord or the housing authority is required to bear the cost of any sort of modification to the unit to make it accessible. If you are in private housing, just a regular apartment building or renting a house, then the tenant pays for the modification. The law says the landlord has to allow it, but the tenant must pay for it.
Now, does it matter whether the unit is newly constructed or is very old? Does the age of the rental unit matter?
Any unit can be made accessible if the tenant is willing to pay for it. It doesn't matter that it's older, it was built before the Americans with Disabilities Act or before the Fair Housing Act. That doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, how does the whole system of enforcement work? What should people do if they think their fair housing rights have been violated?
There are a couple of avenues that you can take. You can file a complaint either with the State Department of Fair Housing or with the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. And those complaints are investigated and determine if discrimination has occurred. The other way is to file a lawsuit. And someone can do that, file a lawsuit against their landlord and say that they have suffered discrimination. The thing with the lawsuit is it's generally expensive and takes many years. The thing with the investigation is there's no cost to the person for that investigation.
And how would someone get in contact with either the Virginia Fair Housing Office or the Department of Housing and Urban Development to make a complaint about disability discrimination in housing?
You can do it by phone or by internet. You can go to HUD.gov, and it's very clear on there how to file a complaint. Or you can go to www.dpor.virginia.gov and then go to the Fair Housing, and there's information on there on how to do a complaint. Or you can do it by phone, and the number for HUD is 1-800-669-9777, and the number for the Virginia Fair Housing is 1-888-551-3247. You can also call us here at VOPA, and we can give you this information.
And in terms of what the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy does, particularly, what type of assistance or services would you all be able or possibly willing to provide in this area, in housing discrimination against the disabled?
We can always give people information, such as how to file a complaint, and give them information on what their rights are. If someone is in public housing or receiving any sort of public assistance in housing, we can often help that person navigate the system, either get the accommodation that they need or help them file a complaint.
Okay, well, that's very good. We've been speaking with Dana Tranum. She is a staff attorney at the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy, speaking to us about the rights of the disabled in housing. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This week's top three tips are about a five-day pay or quit notice. The first tip is that a five-day pay or quit notice is a written notice your landlord must give you if your landlord wants to evict you for not paying rent. The written notice asks you either to move or to pay rent in 5 days. The second tip is that if you pay the rent in 5 days, you get to stay. If you don't pay the rent in 5 days, your landlord can start an unlawful detainer action, also called eviction, in general district court. The third tip is that you don't have to move just because your landlord gives you a five-day pay or quit notice. Your landlord must wait until after a court order has been issued. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Michelle King. And for this week, that's our top three tips about a five-day pay or quit notice.
That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. You can get free legal information at the statewide legal aid website. This is www.valegalaid.org. You also may get free pre-recorded legal information by phone during non-business hours. These are before 9 a.m., after 5 p.m., and on weekends and legal holidays. Call toll-free 866-534-5243. If you have any comments on the show, you can email them to marty@cvlas.org. In addition, every first-run Central Virginia Legal Aid radio show ever broadcast is now available at www.radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. Then click the contributor link, then click Marty Wegbright, Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. The Americans with Disabilities Act revolutionized employment law for people with disabilities. Join us next week when Stephen Traubert, staff attorney at the Virginia Office for Protection and Advocacy, describes the laws that protect people with disabilities against discrimination in employment. That's Law for the Rest of Us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm Marty Wegbright. Oh.